Listen to Super Human Radio on mobile. Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a fast-moving show today. During the first hour, half hour, we'll be joined by Cindy Nachman from Live On Labs, and we're going to do a segment called What's in a Name? We'll discuss that in just a moment. Then we will switch it up and be joined by Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation as we talk about the pleiotropic effects of vitamin D. You live, basically, because of vitamin D. And then we're going to be joined by Josh Hinkst and Kim Mueller. They just published a book that, in my mind, is to physicians what the PDR is, it will be to the athlete. It's called The Athlete's Guide to Supplements, and I got to tell you, I am so impressed with this book. So that'll be a little bit later in the show. But first, we start off with Cindy Nachman, all the way from sunny Las Vegas. How you doing, Cindy?
Doing well, Carl. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, and I wanted to have you on for a reason, because in the recent shows, I've been saying, you know, Altrient, but really is Live On Labs, and so on and so forth. So there's been a name change. I shouldn't say a name change. Tell the whole story. You've always been Live On Labs, right?
We've always been Live On Labs, and back in June of 2011, we thought that we should kind of make our supplements more appealing to the general marketplace. And so what we decided after going through some market research that Altrient would be a good name for the new brand, and Altrient meaning alternative nutrient or all the nutrients that you need. So there was something in the name that we decided would be well received in the marketplace. We went through 6 months of planning meetings, and we were getting ready to change over our distributors, our wholesale program, our retail, all of our existing retail customers to this new brand and only leave the Lipospheric name for our international distributors. Well, just as we were getting ready to pull the trigger on that, there were three stakeholders in the company. All three of us sat in on the 6 months planning, but when it came time to pull the trigger, one of the stakeholders became difficult and refused to go along with the program. So we just spun Altrient off into its own company. Essentially, it's a private labeling of Live On Labs products in the Altrient label. And we had reached out to the CrossFit community, athletes.
Right.
I did a 10-city tour, the Southern Women's Shows last year, trying to take the product and the message to the public. And by the time we had spent all this money on thinking it was going to be a good idea, we did not change our wholesalers over to the Altrient brand. They stayed Lipospheric. So by the past month or so, it was like, okay, this didn't work as well as we thought.
It's almost like you made double the work for yourself, because now you have like these two parallel names selling the same product, and you have to differentiate between one distribution chain and another.
Right. So it was double marketing expense, and we finally said, that's enough. Consider the Altrient more or less sunk costs, and let's just go back to our core product and market one product instead.
Now it's important to also understand that Live On Labs has been around for how long now, Cindy?
We started in June of 2004. We were incorporated, and we actually started marketing the Lipospheric brand through direct mail in October of 2004. So we've been around for quite some time. We actually introduced liposome dietary supplements to the marketplace.
Now, for those who've never heard the story, the Reader's Digest version is that your husband was dying, and you the reason that this product was developed is because there was a need for it to save his life. And then the next thing you knew, other people were saying, well, what about us? We can use that too, right? I mean, you didn't intend to go into business when this first started, right?
No, we had actually retired. He had sold out his previous businesses because he was so sick, so we retired. And through our network of alternative care physicians, he found two doctors in California who were doing intravenous vitamin C. And that's what saved his life. The intravenous vitamin C turned his heart issues around until we were able to find other alternative methods to deal with the heart issue. But the doctor who was doing the IVC, he said he had patents of for liposomes back in the 70s and 80s. He said, if you can figure out a way to liposome vitamin C, you could probably save the world if we can get it in an oral preparation instead of the IV.
Okay. And so that was the birth of Live On Labs. Now, so Live On Labs has all of this equity in the market as a leader in a specific segment of the supplement industry, more specifically the delivery of specific types of supplements through liposomal ways. And so the Altrient was, well, let's become a new modern company. But the reality is everybody knows Live On. Everybody trusts Live On. So it really wasn't, in the end analysis, it wasn't necessary to change the name to kind of be cool and hip, right?
Exactly. Yes. And what we were doing at that time with Altrient was doing social media, trying to get the athletic people interested in it, and, of course, the CrossFit community. They feel that they get most of their nutrients from their food, which you as a health, I'm going to say health, not bodybuilder type, know that you need to supplement. But
right.
The CrossFit community, it just never took off there. And then the women that I saw and the Southern Women shows, most of them didn't even know what vitamin C was. And so it was like talking to stumps almost.
Okay.
That's how difficult it was.
And now, so let's segue into something else that's of interest to me that I'd like to talk to you about. You know, there are actually people out there who are marketing liposomal products on the heels of your introduction of liposomally delivered vitamin C, for instance. But are they all the same? Is liposomal all the same, or are they doing something different than you are?
Well, in the we knew we'd have 2 years of no competition. It actually took 3 years before the copycats started. And every time we have a competitor that's brought to our attention, we take their products and we test them. We do not broadcast the name of the products, but in general, we can come to some conclusions of what we're finding. So there are some good products out there in the interest of not slamming any competitors, but you have to be very selective. There are different ways to make liposomes. And whenever you choose a method of manufacturing, you have to totally understand what your end use is going to be. So that's the one thing. The other thing is the phosphatidylcholine, which is a component of lecithin, is the gold that's found in lecithin. So by using more phosphatidylcholine, you get a better product, a more stable product with strong liposomes. The less phosphatidylcholine you use, your liposomes can fall apart, the preparation can separate. So there's a lot of variables in the whole industry.
Well, so let's talk about that for a second, okay? So I have used other liposomal vitamin C's before, and they basically are yellowish-colored oils. They're not a thick preparation like yours is. They're just really reduced, lecithin. Basically, they are lecithin, some ionized, deionized water in a proper concentration that makes the lecithin more like an oil, almost like the consistency of olive oil, for instance. And then they just blend some vitamin C into it. In fact, there's a YouTube video telling people you can make your own liposomal vitamin C this way. How much
phosphatidyl choline is there in lecithin before you, because you liberate it and isolate just that component. You're not using whole lecithin, right?
No, lecithin actually has about 14 to 16% of phosphatidylcholine. Then you get into the other phospholipids like phosphatidyl inositol, phosphatidic acid. The primary component of lecithin is triglycerides and glycolipids. And so whenever you're using liposomes, there are actually manufacturers out there who, through a process of fractionating, will take the complex chemical bonds of lecithin and break them apart. So these manufacturers can actually extract pure phosphatidylcholine, pure phosphatidyl inositol, and then they can just use phosphatidylcholine because that's what really makes the liposomes.
And that's what you use, right? You use a phosphatidylcholine. You don't use a whole lecithin in yours.
No, we do not use whole lecithin. Even if the manufacturing process was appropriate to make liposomes, there are too many other components in whole lecithin.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about buying the real thing versus buying some of this cheaper stuff out there. We're talking with Cindy Nachman of Live On Labs. They are a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. You've known them in the past as Altrient, but we are going to be moving away from the Altrient name once and for all. So when we talk about Live On Labs, just think about the products you're using right now that have the Altrient name on them. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com. NutriPlanet.com, where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint at SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint BlueprintBulletin.com today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking right now with Cindy Nachman from Live On Labs. And I got to get that spot changed right after the holiday weekend. It will no longer say Altrant.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you know what? I forgot about I made a list of all the things I have to change, and I forgot about the spot. So, but anyway. And I want to talk about a couple of things, then I want to come back to the product line, because there are some minor changes in names that people need to get used to. But anyway. Okay, so is it more expensive to buy the real thing like you produce versus some of these whole lecithin and water-based, fake liposomally delivered supplements out there?
The real deal is very, very expensive to make. And the reason that it is I don't know what our competitors are doing. I know what we're doing. But you can get phospholipids that have anywhere from a 10% phosphatidylcholine content all the way up to 100% phosphatidylcholine content. And, of course, just like gold jewelry, if you have 18-karat gold, it's going to be cheaper. If you want 8-karat gold, if you have 18-karat, 22-karat gold jewelry, you're going to pay a premium for that.
Right.
So if we take that analogy back to lecithin is more like the gold ore in its very rough state, and phosphatidylcholine at 100% is pure gold. The 100% phosphatidylcholine has an application in the pharmaceutical industry, and we all know what we pay for drugs.
Right.
So a company has to make a delicate balance between how much phosphatidylcholine do they want in the product, because that's going to drive the cost.
Okay. With that being said, the higher the phosphatidylcholine in the product, I would imagine, the higher the bioavailability of what is compounded into it. Is that true?
Yes, that would hold true because it is the phosphatidylcholine that's forming the liposomes. So the more phosphatidylcholine you have in it, the more liposome encapsulation you're going to get.
Do the Live-On products have 100% liposomal phosphatidylcholine liposome delivery?
We do not use 100% of phosphatidylcholine because nobody could afford it.
Ah, okay.
So we have to do a delicate balance of what the market will bear and how much encapsulation that we're going to get. And whenever I hear people saying, oh, well, we have 100% encapsulation, the only way that would be possible in a dietary supplement application would be to strain out all of the other nutrients that are not encapsulated. So when you're doing this, there's always going to be some nutrient that is free-floating. It's
right.
Free-form.
Right.
And if 100% liposome, you'd have to screen out all that free-floating
yeah.
nutrient.
Yeah, which is why bother going through the expense and extent of removing it? It may as well just stay in there. It's maybe some of it will be delivered. Who knows? But it doesn't pay to even do that. What about there have been some recent, and we're not going to mention any names, but there have been some recent attacks, for lack of better terms, from some other companies trying to position their products as being as good, if not better, than the Live-On products. You know what I'm talking about. Can you speak about that? What they go after predominantly is, they say, well, our lecithin, they're not even talking about phosphatidylcholine, by the way. They go, our lecithin comes from sunflower sources, and yours comes from soy sources.
Yes, I'm not an expert on soy and any of its perhaps detrimental properties it may have in soy food, whenever you're eating the whole soy food. However, less of the lipids, phospholipids, or lecithin. Is lecithin. I mean, lecithin comes from sunflower kernels, from egg yolks, from the soy bean. It's extracted from
right.
the soy product.
Right. And if you were to put them side by side, if you were to take all three of those lecithins and have a biologist put them side by side, they would not be able to differentiate where the origins were, because when they liberate the lecithin from the egg, from the kernel, or from the soybean, it leaves all of its genetic markers behind. It's just soy. And the analogy I would use is this. If you have the letter T, and one is taken from a textbook, and one is taken from a comic book, and they're both exactly the same fonts, you don't go, oh, this one came from a textbook and this one came from a comic book, because they're just the letter T. When you remove the syntax, if you will, you just have a character, and that's it. And that's what lecithin is. It's the same thing as amino acids that people are taking right now that are liberated from soy products, that they don't have any of the characteristics or genetics of soy. It's the isolated, lowest common denominator component.
Yes, and we do know that sunflower lecithin is an up and comer. And we have a study that we pulled off the internet that shows soy and sunflower side by side, and basically sunflower lecithin or kernel has more of what people complain about in it than the actual soy lecithin has.
So what is it? What is it that people complain about?
There's some concern that in whole soy food, some of the properties of it can create cancer. I really can't address that. To me, it's mass hysteria, but I'm not a scientist researching any of it. But nevertheless, once the lecithin is extracted, the variable properties of the lecithin is going to be within the same range. We actually test our products for soy DNA, which is an allergen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're using soy lecithin, or soy phospholipids, we're required by the government to put it on the label as a soy derivative of allergies.
That's a great point. You would have to put that this contains soy on the label because it's such a powerful allergen.
Right, and that's the same way with nuts and wheat and everything else. You know, they're allergens. So some manufacturers will use sunflower lipids, phospholipids, because they don't have to put an allergen statement on it.
Interesting. All right, so the bottom line is these attacks are trying to take advantage of people's fear about soy, but they're really unfounded because there is no soy byproduct in your product. Lecithin is lecithin. It's the same lecithin as if it came from any other source, period.
Exactly, and there's no soy DNA we test for it, and there are no GMO DNAs we test for that, too. So we know our products are clean.
What about, real quickly, because then I want to talk a little bit about the products themselves, what about this notion of encapsulating a liposomally delivered supplement? You send yours in pouches, which clearly there's a reason for that. Other companies are now putting these, you know, you have to take five of these capsules to get the same amount as what's in one of your pouches, supposedly. Doesn't the capsule actually impair the ability for the liposomally delivered supplement inside of it to be delivered where it's supposed to be?
The capsule requires the digestion process to dissolve the capsule. That's the first thing. There's a product out there that is using sunflower lecithin as an emulsion. It's a paste. And if you open up the capsule, it has a thick paste in it with crystallized. It's grainy. Anyway, so that product does not have enough water in it to make liposomes. And also, in order to make liposomes in a nutrient or a supplement, you need to have the correct ratio of phospholipids to the nutrient you're trying to encapsulate. as well. It's generally prepared in an aqueous solution whenever you're going to use it in an oral application. So if you don't have the water in there and you're only using lecithin, you're not using phosphatidylcholine, you're not going to get encapsulation.
Interesting. Okay, now I want to switch up for a second. The product names, are they changing since it's going back to Livon? Is it still Lipo-C? The other one was ME, and then, of course, the GSH product. Are there differences in the names that people will be getting now?
On the Ultrient Vitamin C, we're going back to the core name, Lipospheric Vitamin C. The Ultrient ME, which is our vitamin B complex, we are returning to the name Lipospheric AGE blocker, and I know your listeners are very astute about AGE.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Ultrient GSH is going to be, or is, a Lipospheric GSH.
Okay. All right, and the last thing I want to touch base about is we will be appearing at the Livon Labs booth for the Olympia in Las Vegas. I'm so excited about that.
I'm so excited. I just can't wait. Yes, Carl, I believe you're going to be doing a remote broadcast from our booth.
Yeah. Yeah. Elisa and I will be doing a casual Friday on Friday, and then we'll be there again on Saturday. So those who are coming to the Olympia, please, please stop by and say hello, and let's chat a little bit. We will be at the Livon Labs booth. Do you know what your booth number is yet?
No, we don't, but I think your listeners need to know we're going to be at the Las Vegas Convention Center, which is not on the Strip. It's on the street behind the Strip, so it's not going to be at any of the major Strip hotels this year.
Right, right. But the Convention Center is where the Expo usually is it not, or has it been at a hotel in the past? I know that the Orleans is the site of the actual night show usually.
Right, right. That's happening too, yes.
Okay. So we will be there both Friday and Saturday of that weekend, and as we get closer, I'll be giving specific dates, and we'll have a booth number by then as well.
Yes, we should by then.
And hopefully we'll have everything changed over to Livon by the time I come back from vacation. Listen, Cindy, first of all, I want to thank Livon Labs for being such a powerful sponsor of Superhuman Radio in two ways, supporting the show as a sponsor, but also producing products that we can proudly endorse. I use these products every single day without fail. The three products that I use, which make up what I like to call the Ultrient cocktail, is the C, the B complex, and the glutathione supplement. I don't miss a day without taking those. They're important to me, and you should too. These are foundational supplements of anybody's regimen. And I want to thank you so much for supporting the show, Cindy.
Well, thanks so much for having us. We appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, and we will talk soon. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will be joined by Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation, and we're going to talk about the pleiotropic benefits of vitamin D. Very, very important discussion. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Ultrient C and Ultrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Ultrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Ultrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Ultrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented chill right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. Now we're joined by another physician who I credit with using critical thinking skills, and that is Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. How are you doing, Dr. Smith?
I'm great, Carl. Thanks for having me on your show.
Of course, always, always. And Dr. Smith always has such great stuff to contribute to the discussion when we talk about. You know, Dr. Smith, I realized this morning, I am not in search of optimal health. Are you surprised by that statement?
I don't know. No, you say so many things, Carl, that you never, nothing surprises me with you anymore.
I am in search. Well, think about this, right? So a lot of people out there promoting optimal health. I'm not in search of optimal health. I'm in search of high performance health.
Okay. All right. That sounds pretty good. I guess it's all in how you define those terms, but
yeah. That
makes sense. I know your audience is probably more into that high performance type thing. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, and so with that being the case, vitamin D has pleiotropic benefits, now we know. So I mean, every day something new comes out about the benefits of vitamin D. And there is a very broad range of where different benefits begin.
That's because vitamin D, the new research, and I put this together, by the way, Carl, for a lecture I did recently, and the new research shows that the vitamin D receptor, along with its activator, or what we call the lignin, which is vitamin D, they together form this complex that truly is a transcription factor. I don't know if a lot of people realize the implication of this new research. It means that when vitamin D binds to its receptor, which, by the way, that receptor is on just about every cell, type of cell in the human body, so that shows you how important this is. When it binds to that receptor, it forms a complex that actually comes in into the cell, into the nucleus, and can turn on and off a multiple set of genes. That's a powerful role for one nutrient, and that's where these pleiotropic effects come from. You have one nutrient that's affecting probably upwards of 200 and something different types of genes.
Wow.
And most of these genes associated with cell growth. and cell repair in some manner. So let's go back to your high performance thing, right? You want to move from this idea of optimal, you know, health to this high performance. Well, if that's the case, as we get older, we need to repair and regenerate healthy tissues and cells, right? So one of the key mechanisms for that is vitamin D, and most people, I would venture to say, even your listeners, Life Extension members, although they're at the top of, I think, the food chain, pyramid, health, but most of them are probably still deficient because they're not taking enough, ultimately, because they don't know how much to take, because they've never done a vitamin D blood test.
Well, and this is an important discussion, and I'll tell you why. I recently had blood work done. And to my surprise, I have been taking 10,000 IUs of vitamin D now for a very, very long time.
Okay. And how are you taking it? I take it with
they are liquid caps, you know, it's a liquid form of vitamin D.
Okay.
They're 5,000 IUs per, and I take them generally as a rule with a meal that has fat in it.
Because that's important, right?
Yes.
That's important.
Yeah. Yes, because a lot of people don't realize this. If you don't take it, you could be taking adequate amounts of vitamin D to get your levels up, but it's not being absorbed properly, and it requires some lymphatic activation.
It goes to something very simple in medicine. Before I blame the pill, I blame the person, if I could say that. In most cases, it's user error, so that's an important point, right? Take it with food.
Right, and I'm actually trying to find my results right now, so I'm accurate with the statement I'm going to make. But my vitamin D level was less than I had hoped for. And it was just barely at 50 nanograms a milliliter.
Now, well, let's be fair. Where were you to begin with? What was your baseline level?
It's been years since I've retested, because I felt confident that because I was taking 10,000 IUs a day, that I was going to be not in the optimal range, but in the in what I like to call the high performance range. Yeah. I just assumed it.
Yeah, you said you were at about 50 nanograms per mil.
Here it is. 49.9. Right?
Yeah, so let's put that in perspective for people. Now, according to the American Medical Association and all those great institutes we have in the United States, I use that term great loosely.
Yeah.
you're actually in a nice optimal range. However,
bingo, optimal.
However, here's what's interesting. Actually, most of those institutions, excuse me, they actually think you're probably too high.
Yeah, because they say 20 to 29 is where you belong.
Yeah, they would actually tell you to cut back. But here's what's interesting. When you look at the impact that vitamin D has on the vitamin D receptor in acting as that transcription factor, which, by the way, we've associated low vitamin D and low vitamin D receptor activation with 17 cancers. That includes colon, breast, prostate, leukemia, and lung. Your level of 50 is probably at the very low level of being able to activate the vitamin D receptor to act as a transcription factor. So what's going on when you're doing all of your workout and you're working out hard, because I know you do and I know your listeners are doing, those muscle cells, your vascular system, they have to repair those cells, regenerate them, and at a level of even 50, you're not activating that cell growth properly, and that's the beginning of DNA mutation and cancer. So I think you're actually low.
No, I'm with you on this. So, but here's the thing, right? So for the past several years, I've just assumed taking 10,000 IUs of vitamin D a day is a good high performance dose. But here's the difference.
Right.
That may get somebody else higher, but it's not getting me high enough as far as I'm concerned, because I want a high performance level of vitamin D, because I also know that some of the anti-diabetic, cardiac benefits, they start in closer to the 80 nanograms a milliliter range. So I have now added 5,000 IUs a day, and I am getting more sun, and I will be retested very shortly. But I want to be closer to 80, Dr. Smith, because I want to live a high-performance lifestyle.
Yeah, and I do too, and that's why I think you bring up a good point, Carl. It's not about dose. So often people will ask me, how much vitamin D should I be taking? And my answer to them is, I have no idea without knowing how much is in your blood. It's really about what your blood level is. And, you know, someone like me, now let me give you my example, Carl. I do 5,000 units every day, and I've been doing that for about 4 years, and my level is at 80 nanograms per mil.
Yeah.
So for me, that works well. For you, that obviously for different reasons, because we're all different, isn't enough. So it's really not a question about dose. It's really what's how much is floating around in your blood, and the only way you're going to know that
is to get the
blood test. We talked about this, Carl. How many times I've been on your show? Four? I don't even know anymore. But I know we've talked about vitamin D way in the past, and I said a long time ago that it is malpractice that vitamin D is not part of a basic lab workup for conventional doctors.
Yes, I agree. You have to specifically request it for most of these.
You do, yeah, and even then they're going to fight you on a little bit.
Right. Well, here's the bottom line. If you agree that vitamin D is critical, not only for sustaining life, but for living a high performance life where you can demand your body do things that the average person is not even thinking about, then you must get your vitamin D levels into these upper ranges. And you cannot just assume that by taking X dose that you're reaching it. This is tantamount to looking at the distance between your gas pedal and the floorboard and trying to determine how fast you're going. If you're going uphill, you've got to feed it more gas to stay at 40 miles an hour. If you're going downhill, you may have to take your foot off the gas pedal entirely to allow the drag of the engine to keep you at 40 miles an hour. This is the difference, and you must test. If you test for nothing else in your entire life, this is the one you must test for. And I'll I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I can give you an example of this, too. There was a study out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition in 2007. It was a cancer protection study. It was a prospective study. It was 400 or maybe 500 postmenopausal women. They were given somewhere, I think, between like 1,000 to 2,000 units a day, along with calcium supplementation. It was a nice balanced diet and supplementation study. And what they noticed that there was a decreased risk for any cancer for these women by 60%. However, to gain that benefit, you had to have blood levels more in the top part of that range. So we like 50 to 70, but they didn't see that risk drop until they were closer to the 70 nanograms per mil. So here you are, Carl, not saying that you're a postmenopausal woman, but here you are taking 10,000 units, right? You think you're protected. You finally get your blood level done, and you're only really at that beginning level, and you're not probably getting the full benefit of the vitamin D receptor activation where it acts as a transcription factor. Vitamin D is truly a hormone that goes into the nucleus of the cell and influences, as I said, probably over 200 different types of genes. Most of them are oncogenes, growth-type genes that control repair and regeneration. But to get that benefit, you have to get this whole complex, the receptor and the vitamin D, into the nucleus. And in order to do that, it looks like it really needs to be in that 70 to 80 nanograms per mil. And you really weren't even close to that.
No, and I'm complacent about it because I'm thinking I'm taking 10,000 IUs a day. That's probably five times more than the average person takes. Surely I've got to be in the upper limits, and I'm not. And this is what prompted me to contact Dr. Michael Smith and his group over at Life Extension Foundation. I said, I need to be able to allow people in my audience to get a vitamin D test at some sort of ridiculous price so that I can prompt them and say, look, if you don't do anything else in the way of testing this year, please test. And the reason is you probably have to test twice, and in some cases maybe even three times to dial it in. But you probably need to test now with whatever you're supplementing with now. If you're not supplementing now, start supplementing for a few months and then test. And then find out where you are and eat and adjust your dose. So Life Extension came back and said, look, here's what we're going to do to the Superhuman Nation only. Never been done before. $30 for a blood spot vitamin D test. That is $17 cheaper than the lowest member price.
Right. It's pretty amazing.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. If you're buying vitamin D supplements and taking it and you don't do this test, don't even bother taking the vitamin D anymore.
It could be one of the most important blood tests that anybody takes. I said it before, I think it's malpractice that it's not part of a general, you know, routine workup. And here we're offering it for, you know, like maybe basically $30, $17 lower than the average cost. I mean, this is so simple, yet it's probably the most powerful test you can do because of this one pro-hormone that we call vitamin D. It affects just about every single cell line and tissue in the human body.
And to those of you who are more like Dr. Smith, where you can take 5,000 IUs a day, you may be able to get by with 3,000 IUs a day and hit that 80
save
nanograms.
You some money.
You'll save money. But
you won't know unless you get tested.
Right, but let's be honest. Who cares? $30 to know where you are. You know what the target has to be. But you're shooting blind. You're shooting blind. You got to get this test, I'm telling you. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with Dr. Michael Smith. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Life Extension banner ad, top left-hand side of the landing page. You will see where you can get the blood test for $30, $17 cheaper than the member lowest member price. Never been done before. I begged them. They delivered. So get it done. We'll be right back.
Basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. This is a ridiculous offer that we're making available to the Superhuman Nation. The reason we're doing this is because it is that important. It is that important that you know your vitamin D levels. It's important that you know it for your children, your spouse, and everybody along the line. you know, the summer is here. Don't be afraid of the sun. Absolutely, supplementation is critical. But none of it means anything unless you know you're getting into that sweet spot.
Right. And let's talk a little, and you know, if I can just for a moment,
please.
Carl, just so everybody understands that the test that we do for vitamin D is the appropriate test, meaning that the type of vitamin D that we're looking at in your blood is called the 25-hydroxy vitamin D, and that's the main active form that gives you the best indication of what your status is, you know, whether you're in that high performance range or not, or low. Some labs, just so you know, if you go and do this elsewhere, you're going to pay more money, and many of them check the wrong form, in our opinion, which is the 125 vitamin D. That's the one that's more active in the tissue, but it doesn't give you a good idea of where you're at overall. So you're getting a great price, and it's the right form that we could, you know, base your dose off of. So it's the 25 hydroxy that we're testing here. Another thing too, you mentioned sunlight a lot. Keep in mind too, that's probably not enough. I just did this whole lecture on vitamin D, Carl, and I had this huge audience, and I went through about 50 detailed scientific slides, and the very last slide I had, which was my summary, basically said, take it, meaning supplement with it, because as we get older, that reaction between sunlight and your skin simply doesn't happen. There's a type of cholesterol in your skin called 7-dehydroxycholesterol. That's what turns into vitamin D3. That level of that form of cholesterol in the skin drops off dramatically. So you could be out in the sun, and you think you're getting adequate exposure to activate that form of cholesterol. But if it's not there, you're not activating anything.
Well, and on top of that,
supplementation really is key.
Even if you're young, most people sit in the sun and jump in the pool, or sit in the sun. And in order for you to absorb the vitamin D that is synthesized in the sunlight, you have to be in the sun, and then you have to stay away from showers or anything that washes it off for at least the next 5 to 6 hours, because the way it happens is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Smith, this is the way I understand it to happen. The vitamin D is synthesized very close to the outer levels of the skin. It then has to be absorbed into the lymphatic portion of the skin, picked up by the small blood vessels, and then circulates. And so if you do anything to wash it off, it didn't get in.
Right. So you have to be exposed probably consistently for about 20 minutes to get any sort of vitamin D3 made. And that's assuming that you have enough of the precursor, the dehydroxycholesterol. So bottom line is, you know, we're in South Florida, Carl, and I see vitamin D blood test of Life Extension members all the time, and these are people in, you know, Florida sun, right, all year long, and their levels are deficient in most cases because, again, you just don't have the precursor, you're not out in the sun long enough, they're putting on different types of SPF that can block the UV light from coming in and allowing that transaction to occur. So at the end of this huge lecture I did, I just said take it. At the end of the day, get your levels tested, know what dose is perfect for you, and start taking it, and just take it every day, sun exposure or not. That's the best thing to do.
Are you light-skinned, Dr. Smith?
No, well, my mom's side of the family is Greek, and so I kind of have that olive skin tone.
Okay.
But then my dad's side is just a mutt, so it's kind of a combination. But no, I actually tan nice and easy, my levels without taking vitamin D, though, because of that more olive tone, were pretty low.
Right.
So I really needed to take it, and once I started taking it, I found 5,000 was my sweet spot.
See, and that's my point. So here, and this feeds into what I'm about to say. So a lot of research comes out of Scandinavia, finds that Scandinavian people can take 2 to 3,000 IUs a day and hit that 50 to 60. Nanograms, a milliliter, like boom.
Right.
But those of us with darker skin, who we've evolved, our genetics evolved closer to the equator, we're exposed to sunlight, through evolution, we develop more melanin to protect us from the sun's rays. But the downside of that is it takes us longer to synthesize vitamin D. And I suspect that things in our system, even when we're getting orally supplemented vitamin D, are designed to not be as sensitive on the uptake and utilization of vitamin D. So what I'm saying is, to those of you out there like me who have Ethiopian blood, because I'm Southern Italian, and to my African-American listeners, you probably need more vitamin D than you think you do, and that's why it's even more important for you to supplement. We just did a show on prostate cancer, and we know African-American men they can do all the things that European men, white men can do to protect themselves against prostate cancer, and it doesn't help them. So the vitamin D link in prostate cancer is a critical one to discuss. The African American men absolutely should be testing for vitamin D levels and getting them up into that sweet spot. And it may take you 20,000 IUs a day. But guess what? Who cares?
More, yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. And that's the other thing. You know, the FDA, the NIH, the AMA, again, all those institutions, they kind of, they're really good at making us all sound like we're the exact same person. And so they don't take any of that into account, really. They don't take skin color, race. And they suggest, what, about 400 units a day.
It's laughable. It's laughable.
It's not, yeah, maybe for the average person, 400 units a day will get your blood level up to maybe 10 to 15 nanograms per mil, and you might not get rickets.
That's it.
Okay, great. All right, if that's your goal, fantastic.
Right.
Stick with the government. But if you're talking about what we call optimal, what you're calling now,
I want to differentiate. if you're interested in optimal health, then this is not the show for you. If you're interested in high performance health, which means that the optimal people are kind of like hovering and you are like jettisoned off of Earth, then that's what we're talking about. And if you want high performance health and you want high performance lifestyle, then you have to focus on getting those vitamin D levels up higher than just mine, 49.9. A lot of people would be sad. Oh, wow, that's perfect. I'm great. Nope, I'm not. That's optimal for some people.
Now, you also have a lot of listeners, and I know that are more into muscle tone, muscle building, that
sure.
kind of stuff as well. And also, you know, new studies clearly show that low vitamin D is associated with more muscle breakdown, kidney issues with it, associated with a lot of the protein intake. But when you optimize vitamin D levels, recovery after workout is better. A lot of the proteins.
Well, there's even
stimulated better.
There's evidence of direct relationship between vitamin D levels and strength. They did grip strength tests on trained and untrained individuals and looked at their vitamin D status and said that the people with the highest vitamin D had the greatest grip strength. And grip strength is indicative.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the tests they use for frailty.
Yeah, and it's all connected to many of the properties and benefits that we get from vitamin D, like calcium and phosphorus, which play a role in muscle contraction. So vitamin D, optimal vitamin D,
Dr. Smith,
that high performance level of that's so critical for your audience, just based on the type of lifestyles that I know they live. And again, how do you know how much to take? You got to get a blood test.
And now it's stupid cheap to get a blood test. There's no excuse for anybody in this audience to be supplementing willy-nilly and going, well, I think I'm probably safe with this dose. Don't think. You check your oil. You have a dipstick in your car to check your oil. You don't just pour oil in your car and go, yeah, that probably should be fine. No, you check it as you go. You go, oh,
right.
I need one more quart. I don't want to drive my car around 2 quarts low because I'll blow my engine. Then check your vitamin D levels.
Pretty simple.
And you know,
pretty simple.
And who knows, if you get your vitamin D levels up high into that like 70 to 90 nanograms a milliliter, maybe you can get rid of your lifting straps on deadlift day because your grip strength will be so strong, you won't need lifting straps anymore. I'm going to try it. I'm shooting for 80, Dr. Smith, and I'm going to have you back on because I'm going to use this blood test next to test.
And remember, here's just a nice little thing for you, a little formula. Remember, for about every 1,000 units you go up, the average person sees about a 10 unit increase in their vitamin D level. Now, for you, dark skin,
I may have to go 20.
You might have to go up a lot more to get that. But the average person, for every 1,000 units you go up, you'll get a 5 to 10 bump in the vitamin D level. So that also helps you to gauge a little bit of how you can get to that nice sweet dose for you.
You know what? I think tomorrow I take 10,000 instead of 15. You just helped me make a decision. How long do I have to take this new dose, Dr. Smith, before I have my next D test?
I think you're fine at 3 months. I don't think you should see a quicker bump probably within 4 to 6 weeks, but there's no reason. You don't have, I would say in 3 months to keep it simple.
Can I just do it in 4 to 6 weeks?
You can. If again, at $30, who really cares, right? It's pretty simple,
right.
So why not? But I usually tell people once I change something, I give it about 3 months.
Okay.
You know, that just keeps it simple for me.
Dr. Smith, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Carl, thank you so much.
And I want to thank you. I want to thank you, and I want to thank Ray Searles at Life Extension Foundation for responding to my request and putting together this ridiculously cheap vitamin D test. This is $17 cheaper than the lowest member price on a vitamin D test. They've never done this before. Yeah, it is. I feel that way too.
And it's really critical. And it's so simple.
Thank you, Dr. Smith. Talk to you soon. Have a safe 4th of July. I don't want you playing with firecrackers now.
All right, you got it.
Take care, Dr. Smith.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about an amazing book called The Athlete's Guide to Sports Supplements. Wish Josh Hinkst and Kim Mueller. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at Wise ChoiceMedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Okay. I said at the beginning of the show that this new book that is authored by Josh Hinkst and Kim Mueller, and Josh is joining us today. Kim was pulled away at the last minute. It's called The Athlete's Guide to Sports Supplements, and it is to athletes and those who train athletes what the physician desk reference is to pharmaceutical drugs for doctors. This book has supplements I have never even known existed, and relevant information about them, the effective doses, health risks. Amazing book. Welcome to the show, Josh. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Carl. Thanks for having me.
How long did it take you to write this book, first of all? I got to ask you.
This book has been about a three-year process. As you mentioned, it's one of the main aims of the book was really to provide a very research-based book. And in terms of compiling all the data on all these different individual supplements, it's a quite time-consuming process. And to be thorough in everything that we did, you know, it was going to require that type of commitment.
How did you get this list? I mean, I know you didn't sit down and go, well, let's see, what are all the supplements that we've ever heard of? Where did you go to find this list? This list of supplements in this book have supplements that most of the listeners probably don't even know exist.
Sure. You know, a lot of it was, you know, based on Kim and I's experience. Both of us are registered dietitians, sports nutritionists. We've been working in the industry with college athletes, professional athletes for a number of years. And so, you know, we obviously come across a lot of things with athletes bring to us and have interest. So a lot of it started with just our own personal experience and seeing different things that athletes and our clients have brought to us. And then a lot of it too was more, again, more research, you know, even looking at the supplement industry, going to websites, looking at different various products, whether it be, you know, some of the claimed natural testosterone boosters and, you know, what are some of the ingredients that these, products are claiming to contain, to looking at other fat loss supplements, and then, you know, slowly starting to build this list of, as many and to again, try to be as thorough as possible.
I have to believe that as the book was getting ready to go to press, there was like last minute change. Oh, wait, we have to add this, or we need to change that. Or is that true?
There was a couple of supplements like that. You know, it's one of those things. It's an industry. It's evolving. It's growing. It's changing. Companies are coming up with new products and utilizing different ingredients and recycling old ingredients and things like that. So it's, you know, we knew the book wasn't going to necessarily be a real-time type thing, but it was going to be stand the test of time in terms of the information that it contained, and would be a book that probably is going to be another edition two or three years down the line, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I figured that too, because there's new supplements being introduced, and there's new research on supplements that are in the book already that is,
yeah,
you know, yet to be released. Okay, so when you picked a particular supplement, whichever it was, there's a large universe of information, studies, and so on out there quite often about these. And those of us who read this kind of research, we know that some of this stuff is slanted, some of this stuff is accurate. How did you decide what to give gravity to and what not to? Or did you just say, this is everything that's out there? It says this, but sometimes it says this. How did you do that?
Sure. You know, it was sort of a combination of both. I think from a research-based standpoint for general listeners who are out there, you know, a lot of the supplements, if they've had an extensive amount of research, then a lot of them would have had what's called a meta-analysis done on them, where you have a particular researcher who is basically compiling all of the known research and basically trying to come up with a general conclusion on what all of the research is concluding. So we tried to emphasize the meta-analysis reviews in terms of bringing up those in terms of highlighted research, and then also using our own lenses and eyes in terms of deciding what research to give more validity to. So obviously if it's a study that was longer term, that had was actually utilizing human subjects and not an animal trial, if it was something that had a large volume of people, so the sample size was large, you know, all those things are improving the validity of the research. And so those were the ones that we had to weigh a little bit more heavily. And then in a lot of cases, some of the supplements didn't have extensive research, so we had to present what was out there, which in some cases was, you know, only some studies on mice or whatever the case may be. And so we tried to present that information, but then also, I guess, give the reader some understanding that, hey, this is all that's really out there in terms of peer-reviewed legitimate science. So kind of use that to make decisions as the consumer.
Okay, so I know that your favored discipline is strength and conditioning, and Kim's favored discipline is endurance, right?
Right.
Okay, so unfortunately she's not here for me to ask this question, but when you did this book, was there a supplement that you had already developed an opinion of, but then after the research, you changed your opinion?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll tell you what, not in some cases, there's probably one or two supplements that I felt a little bit more strongly about, that I still feel strongly about, but probably didn't have as much research as I thought. Some of the joint stuff, I think, was probably the ones that stood
like the glucosamine chondroitin.
Yeah, the glucosamine and chondroitin. You know, obviously those have been around for a number of years, but the research isn't really as nearly as strong as you would think. Most of it shows that there is some benefits, but most of the benefits are for people who are experiencing some very significant pain with osteoarthritis, and those who are sort of mild sufferers aren't necessarily seeing as much benefit. And again, the dosage or the the length of time that you need to supplement before you start to see some of the advantages is much longer than I initially had even thought.
But the dosages make a difference. Some of the research I've looked at on glucosamine and chondroitin, the dosages they're using are just way, way too low to get.
Yeah,
because one of the things that they always cite in glucosamine and chondroitin research is not just dosing, but the levels achieved in blood, in serum.
Yeah.
And there seems to be some magic that happens in higher serum levels. However, when you look at the recommended doses on mainstream products like OsteoBiflex, you can't get those doses are ridiculously low. And I think that's where some of the confusion comes. What about things like creatine, beta-alanine? I got to believe, coming from the strength and conditioning side, these are supplements that you've always favored. Did any of the research change your opinion? Do you feel stronger about them, their benefits, or do you feel weaker about their benefits?
No, most of the research for those just confirmed my own beliefs that, you know, these are obviously legitimate performance-enhancing supplements that have benefits for athletes.
Yeah, yeah. And they're also misunderstood by a lot of the people in the mainstream who think that creatine is an anabolic steroid. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up. We're talking with Josh Hinks. We're talking about a new book, and it's really inexpensive, The Athlete's Guide to Sports Supplements. You can either get it at Amazon.com or go to the publisher, which is HumanKinetics.com, and get it there. It's a must-have. I got to be honest with you. This falls right in line with the Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding by Arnold Schwarzenegger that has every exercise you've never heard of. As a reference, especially if you are an athlete or you train athletes, this is a really, really good book. This is like your PDR, your physician's desk reference. Check it out. We'll be right back.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WheyNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WheyNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
I usually avoid protein
protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
All right, here?
Oh, yeah, we're here. We're talking with Josh Hengst. We're talking about his recently published book, The Athlete's Guide to Sports Supplements. Great book. Great reference book. A book that I will use a lot. I got to tell you the truth. This is one of those books that it's not like you're going to read it and it's going to impart a bunch of knowledge on you and you're going to go up the road. You're going to turn to this book over and over again, especially when somebody writes an article in a magazine and says, this is the new sports supplement. You know, you can go back and see it. It's been around before. Here's the good news. Here's the bad news. Here's the dosing. Here's the dangers. And it's really a very, very important book to anybody who spends money on supplements. So what was the most exotic supplement that you covered in the book that you didn't even know anything about? Was it any of the ecti steroids or anything like that?
Yeah, the ecti steroids were definitely one where, yeah, I was getting an education as I was doing the background research and literature. And, you know, to be honest with you, there was a number of different supplements that fit that bill. And I think exactly what you just said about the book is what I think is funny to me as an author. I mean, I'm constantly using it as a reference when the athletes ask me about particular supplements and going back and, because it's basically a summary of all the research rather than, you know, having to look up and try to find one study or two studies that, you know, this is basically a summary of everything that's been, you can get your hands on. But the ecti steroids were, definitely fit that bill. Trying to think what other ones jumped out at me from that.
Well, while you're thinking about that, are there any supplements that you now recommend to your clients that you didn't before doing this book?
Not exactly. I mean, most of them kind of. I think there's ones that I feel a lot more strongly about. But, you know, in general, most of the ones I think that were out there, it sort of confirmed a lot of those things. When you start talking about the creatines and the beta-alanines, the branched chain amino acids, you know, the one that was the HMB was one of the ones that the research is a little bit not as strong for it, but I still feel pretty strongly about it in terms of like a sarcopenia, anti-catabolic type agent.
How many? What kind of dosing of HMB would you recommend to someone who is a hard training enthusiast of strength?
Yeah, 3 grams a day, 1.5 grams probably supplemented twice daily, or 1 gram supplemented 3 times throughout the day is what I would recommend for exactly what you said. Guys that are really trying to maintain muscle mass, I think it's especially advantageous for people who are stripping their diet of calories in an effort to lose weight and lose body fat, and are who are trying to do everything possible to maintain as much lean body mass.
Any feelings on, I have become a proponent of essential amino acids as opposed to BCAAs. Because,
yeah.
And the analogy I use is BCAAs call the workers into work. But unless you have the bricks and cement, they can't build any walls. EAAs call the workers into work and deliver the bricks and cement. So what are your thoughts on that comment?
I think you're right on the money. I think that's a great analogy and way to put it. But I think essentially, in addition to having those building blocks in your essential amino acids, you got to provide the fuel for your body to do that. And to me, that's where calories come in to play such a big role in building mass and developing size and muscle mass. If you're still stripped low on calories, you know, you're not going to have the additional energy to build the mass that you need.
Did you cover any of the gray market supplements like pro-hormones and pro-steroids that are either now banned or have not been banned yet, like Superdrol, stuff like that?
We didn't cover a whole lot of those. I mean, we talked briefly about kind of the androstenedione and the DHEA. We touched a little bit on some of the more herbal-based testosterone boosting supplements like the deer antler velvet and what are some of the other ones, the Yohimbe, those types of ones, but we didn't get into some of the more closer to pharmaceutical grade type pro hormones.
What do you think of deer antler velvet? As a, that's supposed to be an IGF-1 promoter. It's supposed to contain IGF-1 and the rumor is that it's able to get into the lining of the stomach and be absorbed. Any thoughts on it?
Right. I think it's sort of a there's no data to support any of that, and I think that it's more myth and more talk than there is any truth to its benefits.
And on that note, where did things like tribulus, horny goatweed, and longjack fall in the event of raising testosterone levels?
Yeah, all of those, and I think this is the one, to me, from if I'm advising an athlete or a consumer, the natural testosterone-boosting supplements that include a lot of the horny goatweed and the different herbals that you just mentioned, those to me are the biggest concern for athletes, because generally these are some of the most tainted supplements.
Adulterated, you mean, right? Adulterated with other things that actually have an effect but are pharmaceutical in base.
Exactly. You might take one of these supplements and feel like you've gotten some amazing benefits and results from it, but it's probably not from the horny goat weed or some of the other herbals that it contains, but probably from the adulteration that you just mentioned.
I know that you have things like carbohydrates listed in here and protein individually as supplements, so to speak, you know, the actual macronutrients of foods themselves. Are there any recommendations on sodium? Sodium intake has become a new drum that I bang here, because hard training athletes lose 600 times more sodium than magnesium, and these both play a very, very important role in muscle contraction as well, and we have become so sodium phobic in this world today. Any thoughts on that?
I just echo your comments. I think that we are very sodium phobic. I think as an athlete or as a hard training I think the line that we have to draw is understand that there is a difference between, you know, our general fitness enthusiast who's working out 30 minutes to an hour a day and the fluid losses that they're seeing in that workout versus, but there are individuals that are, you know, definitely train hard that are working out an hour and a half to 2 hours a day, putting in the same hours and volumes of training that many of these elite athletes are. And exactly what you said. I mean, our bodies are great regulators of sodium as well. I mean, if we over-consume sodium, then we're probably going to lose more in our sweat. And if we're under-consuming, then we're going to hold on to a little bit more. But I would agree 100% with you in terms of the absorption of sodium assisting in fluid balance, pulling additional fluids into the body, and helping in terms of some of the bioavailability there. And then also those concerns about when we get into the heat in these hot summer months, you know, we definitely need to be hydrated, and sodium is key to that. And in addition, chloride has an important role as well, that I think chloride sometimes is the often forgotten about.
I know. I just had blood work done, and they measure chloride levels in the blood. And I always have people say, well, it's not the sodium, it's the chloride. No, you need chloride too.
Yeah, yeah. You do, and you're losing a lot of chloride when you're sweating too. And we are a lot of times, you know, in the athletic realm, where a lot of us are just focusing on the sodium, and we're not even thinking twice about the chloride.
You know, this book would have been a niche book 20, 15 years ago. But something you just mentioned, and something at the beginning of the show, I was talking with Dr. Michael Smith, and I opened the interview by saying to him, I don't want optimal health. There's this whole big optimal health movement out there, right? To me, optimal health is like the bare minimum to feel really good and thrive. I'm not satisfied. I want high performance health. I don't want to be a Mercedes. I want to be a Formula One racer. I want to be a dragster. I want to be able to go into the gym and hoist heavy weight, but I also want to be able to live a normal life. And do the things I do, but I also want to be able to sprint when I want to sprint, and I want to do this into my 60s, 70s, and 80s. So I look at myself as wanting a high-performance health, not optimal health. 15 years ago, this book...
Yeah, 15 years ago,
this would have been a niche book. But today, there are so many people out there like me. You just said it. You know, it used to be the weekend warrior was the majority. Now we have guys who have no intentions of competing in any way, shape, or form who train like competitors.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
That's what we should all be striving for, isn't it? I mean, exactly what you're saying, divine. I mean, who says that we have to get slower as we obviously we know aging has some ramifications on them, but we can, our bodies are still amazingly adaptable. They still respond to training. We can still push the limits and do things that nobody thought possible. And we know so much more now than we did 10, 20 years ago in terms of recovery and nutritionally what we need to do aside from supplements, just food, you know, what we need to be eating and things like that to optimize recovery and push the limits.
Yeah, it's really good. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Josh Hinks. We're talking about a new book published called The Athlete's Guide to Sports Supplements by him and Kim Mueller. And we're going to pick this up on the other side when we come back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. You can go to Amazon.com. The book is like only $13 on Amazon.com. Everybody should have this book. Really. It's one of those reference books that you'll use over and over again until the new one comes out with more up-to-date information. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Einen Augenblick, den ich bereue. Das Gewitter ist weg und war wichtig für jeden. Die Luft ist noch feucht, es riecht noch nach Regen. Ich habe Angst gehabt, dass ich...
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The
Pain Pod normally sells for $349. But for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
If you want to outlast, out-muscle and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Josh Hinks. Josh, can you speak a little bit for Kim? She is more on the endurance side of the gamut, right?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. So, what did she bring to the table from the when doing the research on some of these supplements that you were not able to? I mean, I got to believe beta alanine would be a favorite of hers, right?
Yeah. Beta alanine was definitely a favorite of hers. You know, all the beetroot juice and the nitrates and a lot of those things coming out. I know that's a huge supplement in a lot of the athletes that she's starting to work with. You know, I think Kim did a lot with just the multivitamin and minerals. So, you know, down the list of vitamin A through C and those types of things. She targeted a lot of the B vitamins, those sorts of supplements as well. But yeah, we kind of tried to split it up. You know, the book is kind of designed based on different performance variables. So if it's a strength and power or lean body mass type supplement, if it's more of an aerobic capacity, endurance-based supplement, and fitting into those. And then, you know, one of the big ones with her was the immune system. So looking at a lot of the supplements that are, you know, geared towards supporting the immune system, a lot of those antioxidants that kind of fit into that category as well. You know, she brought a lot of those to the table.
you talk about the immune system. Did you cover, and I didn't see this, and I apologize, because there's just so many topics to cover in the book. I mean, it's really like the dictionary of supplements. Did you cover probiotics?
We did. Kim wrote the piece on probiotics, but definitely both of us are a big fan, encouraging those to our athletes.
And were you looking specifically at the different types of active probiotics, like the Lactobacillus acidophilus versus L-plantarum, or did you just say, hey, probiotics, this is what they do, this is what they're good for?
It was sort of more of a general look. It didn't get into specifying exactly what types. I think, Kim's summary was kind of, each strain does elicit unique benefits, and Kim definitely mentioned that. I think she tried to focus on just a couple of the different strains, and then what kind of the total number of colony-forming units that you would want to look for in terms of the supplement usage. But, yeah, so there was a little bit of a breakdown of some of the different types. I think that, probiotics is going to be an exciting field of research, in the upcoming years, because I think we're going to continue to learn more about, we already know some, but we'll continue to sort of learn more about what each of those strains is doing and what particular roles they have.
Right, yeah. So have you gotten any backlash from any specific supplement manufacturers because their core ingredient did not get a positive review in your book?
We haven't had any backlash yet, but the
yet is the important word there, Josh.
Yeah, I mean the book hasn't been out for very long, so a lot of those people probably don't even know it's out there yet. It'll be interesting. I mean, like I said, I think that was one of the unique things with both Kim and I is neither of us have any tie to any sort of supplement company. We're not trying to promote anything. We're trying to put together a book that's research based, and is a good guy for people to. It's you can sort through the internet all you want, and you can read a lot of information, but trying to figure out what's valid and what isn't can be a very difficult thing if you're an athlete.
Were there any supplements that when you covered them, you thought, wow, we're probably going to hear from some companies about this one here?
Not really. I mean, I didn't really think about it that way. I just kind of tried to focus in on those particular supplements and
did you take a hard line on any particular supplements? Did you take a hard like for instance, I don't know that this is the one, but like these nitric oxide boosters, alpha ketoglutarate and all that, increased vascularity, increase that, and a lot of it is just really hype. It's not that they don't do something, but quite often
Right. What
they're touted as exceeds what they're capable of doing. Were there any supplements that when you were writing them up, you thought to yourself, this is really probably going to be a lightning rod someday when the book is really popular?
I guess I wasn't thinking like that. I was just trying to pull the truth out of everything. So when it came to the arginines and the citrulline malate and any of the nitric oxide promoting supplements, that was the fun part for me. It was really piecing together all the information and, how much research does it have to back that it actually does anything? If anything, it was encouraging to sort of kind of either get sort of a basic understanding or a conclusion on these things that, because a lot of them, there's mixed results. There's some studies that show benefits and some that don't. I guess that there wasn't really any concerns, and probably a lot of that is because, neither Kim or I have any relationship with any type of company. We're not doing research that's being funded by a particular supplement company. We were just two professionals trying to put together a good book.
And how long has the book been out now?
It came out June 20th.
Have you sent any review copies to any of the fitness magazine editors or anything like that?
Human Kinetics, the publisher, and we have a great Sue Outlaw. She is running up a lot of the marketing campaign for the book. And she's been sending out a lot of the review copies. I know that Human Kinetics has a good relationship with a lot of university settings. Human Kinetics is a big time publisher for 4 performance-based books. Exercise physiology, they do textbooks, they do a lot of, good work in that realm. But I'm not aware of who she's all sent review copies. I know most of what they've been reaching out to have been, places that they've had a relationship with before. So, I don't know a good answer to that question, I guess.
Have you done any other radio shows so far about the book?
No, this is the first one, man. So.
Bingo. This is the only one. This is really the only important one too. Now I'm looking.
you're the man. You're getting out there targeting what people need to know.
Were you aware of the show before you were invited to come on?
I was not. No.
Okay. Have you caught up on any of the? Have you looked at some of the content that I've produced so far?
I did. Yeah, I've been impressed. I really like what you've got going, and certainly enjoyed the interview today. And sounds like you're definitely helping your listeners, and I like what you're, just everything that you're about in terms of, maximizing human performance and wanting to be that race car rather than that Mercedes.
Yeah. I just posted during the commercial break on Facebook. I says, you can keep your goals of optimal health. I don't want optimal health. I want high performance health and I want it at any age. If you're satisfied with just extending life by mitigating disease, this is not for you. If you want to exceed optimal health and live the life of a superhuman, then follow me. And that is really how I feel. Look, I'm 55 years old. I'm in the gym squatting, deadlifting. I'm lifting heavy weights. I'm doing it consistently. I'm focusing on getting good sleep. I supplement the heck out of myself because I know that supplements work. And the good news about supplements is they work, and the bad news is they work. And you can't take them willy-nilly because you got to look at them just like you do pharmaceutical drugs. But you know what? I want to be doing this when I'm 60. I want to be doing it when I'm 65. I want to be doing it when I'm 70. I want to continue to get stronger. And as long as I can get strong, because in my humble opinion, stronger is younger. When you think about youth, you think about being robust. You think about being strong. Well, if I can continue to get stronger with every passing year, then I don't care what anyone says about my birth certificate. I am getting younger. Okay. And on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back, and we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Josh Hanks. Great book, The Athlete's Guide to Sports Supplements. Everybody should have this book. This way, when you're reading one of those articles in some magazine that's telling you that this is going to split your shirt because it's bicep pumps and veins popping out of your neck and all this other stuff, you can go here and find some unbiased information about that supplement. Great book. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Unfortunately, we weren't able to be joined by Kim Mueller. She just had a baby. And so, unfortunately, she was not able to attend the interview. And I wish she was here, because there is another perspective to some of these supplements that I'm sure she would have done a good job at covering from the endurance standpoint. Josh Hinks is with us, and he is the also the author of the book, The Athlete's Guide to Sports Supplements. Great book. Everything in there that you could imagine. What did you learn about ECTI steroids? I know that you, I remember seeing it in there under ectisterone, ECTI steroids, and so on. What did you learn about them?
Yeah. You know, I think the big thing was, you know, just some of the different, unfortunately, there's not a lot of research, I guess.
At least not in English. There's a lot in Russian, isn't there?
Yeah. That's exactly right. So, but you know, it was one of those ones, the two legitimate, or the one of the more recent studies, like you said, that mentioned the Russian literature. There's some early studies in the 60s and 70s, that have shown some benefit. I mean, that, to me, it's one of those ones that, man, it needs to have a little bit more research today done on it, to see what we can come up with and before you can really come to any conclusions on it. But definitely, I think, an interesting supplement that needs some future research to kind of clear up some confusion on how beneficial and potentially ergogenic it can be.
What about, there was a supplement that I can't think of right now that was all the rage, and I don't know if it was one of the ECTIs, but there was. It's found in bugs, and it's supposed to work on the receptor X of the cell, and it was touted as being more anabolic than anabolic steroids back in the early 2000s, 2001, 2002, 2003. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is it Crisin?
No, Crisin was an aromatase inhibitor. It changed the liver. It allowed the liver to evacuate the estrogen better, from what I remember. No, I don't know why I can't think of it. I don't know if it was.
I'm not sure.
It may have been one of the ectosterones, because I think one of the ectosterones comes from a bug.
Yeah, I think that actually you're right. That makes.
Yeah, and the notion was that interestingly enough, the science behind it was there's one of the ectosterones that's responsible for the metamorphic properties that bugs have when they go from larvae to ectoskeletal creatures. And so
it is the ectosteroids.
Right? And,
yeah.
and the notion was that if it could make these bugs transform like that, that there should be some not only anabolic properties to it, but something that would allow you to actually morphologically change muscle structure to grow faster.
Mm-hmm.
But it failed. Yeah, it failed miserably.
That's the 20-hydro.
Yes. That's it. Yes. I forgot. Yeah. I did a show on it back in 2006, but I forgot about it. And you know, when it came on strong and people were buying it and it was all, and there was one company. I go back. So then the other thing that was all the rage, that I just thought of was, something that was sourced from soy. It was one of the isoflavones of soy, and it was delivered, and the company that was touting it as being more anabolic because it was fed to cattle, and it did have some sort of anabolic effect to cattle in their feed. It was an isoflavone, but this company brought it to market and they put it in a solution. You're gonna love this, pharmaceutical grade 100% liquid cholesterol. And so
that's how they advertised it.
Yeah, no, they didn't. They advertised it as it's isoflavone that I forget the name of it, that was made. It was anabolic in cattle, made them put on X amount of pounds a day more. And it will make you, it will increase, your muscle size. It was anabolic, but the thing that they didn't tell people was that it was in a 100% cholesterol base. Now, granted, cholesterol is not a demon. And if anything, these people were seeing the effects of a higher ingestion of cholesterol and its effect on downstream hormones and cellular replication, everything else. It wasn't the isoflavone that was in there that was doing the magic, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah.
I would
tend to agree with you because, I know just from the isoflavone research and whatnot that we looked at that there wasn't a whole lot of, or any type of suggestion of evidence that an isoflavone could impact anabolic hormones.
Yeah, sure. Just increasing your cholesterol levels will have an anabolic effect on people. And everybody's
right.
So cholesterol phobic today. But with that being the case, was it hard to do this research because a lot of these supplements that are touted as being effective, it's not really the active ingredient that has an effect, but something else that's associated with the delivery of it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of the problem as well was just there's just not a lot of human trials on a lot of the things that are out there. There's, you know, things on mice and animal studies, and, you know, most of those, you might see some stuff on weight loss or, you know, they might be doing some analysis on how it might impact the lean body mass in a mouse, but, you know, a lot of those things just aren't applicable, into human studies. But you're definitely right. I mean, exactly like you're saying with the ectosteroids, and then you have the 20-hydro that had a lot of it had some evidence, some research in the early 60s and 70s. You know, there certainly hasn't been a lot of isolated research on some of those individual aspects or individual nutraceuticals within, you know, that type of ingredient.
Right.
But, you know, that's what future research, and that's what's exciting, is that, you know what, in 10 years we're going to know way more than we knew before, and we're going to know hopefully a lot more about some of these specific ingredients and what doses and things are necessary to have a greater impact on performance.
But I suspect things like tribulus and longjack will never go away. They'll always point at some of the older research. And the reality is that the tribulus may actually increase libido, while it does not affect testosterone levels, because it causes, I don't know if you found this in the research, but I remember reading a research study that showed that it increased the weight and mass of the vesicle organs, if you will, the prostate and so on in rats, while it did not increase testosterone levels. And one could extrapolate from that research that, you know, if your prostate is getting tickled, so to speak, you may be aroused. And so if something's going on in the prostate, you may feel the sensation like you are a little more amorous and has nothing to do with testosterone at all.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. That's what we concluded. I think there was about three or four research studies that have, you know, specifically looked at tribulus's impact on testosterone, and I found no results, no impact.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to thank you, Josh, for coming on the show today. I love the book, and it will be a mainstay in my home. I will use it, I know, a lot. And I'm going to just skim through it and revisit some supplements that I've forgotten about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No. Well, that's great, and that's exactly what the book should be used for. It's a reference tool. Like you said, it's not going to be one that you pick up and read front to back and be like, wow, that was. It's going to be one that you sit close to your desk, and anytime something comes up, and you're like, hey, what? You know, you're exactly right. You're going to be reading an article on men's fitness, and they're going to be talking about a supplement, and you know, they might have a study that one research study that makes a claim. And you can use this book that's going to kind of summarize all the literature that's out there into a nice, easy, quick read for you.
And I'll tell you who could really benefit from this book, too. Those of you out there who are interested in getting into the supplement business and you want to find certain, you know, one of the things I wish that you had done with the book, which maybe you can do with the next book, was to somehow abridge some of these supplements into categories, you know, while having it alphabetized, maybe some sort of supplement at the back that you then go increase endurance, increase you know, strength, increase this, increase that, and have a list, and then say, you know, page 162, because then you can go, oh, I want to create a cocktail that will help me increase my endurance for this particular athletic event. Oh, these 16 supplements fall under that heading. That would be a really cool thing to abridge it that way.
Yeah, and you know, actually there is and I think it's in the back of the book, it's called the Supplement Finder, but essentially it breaks it down into different categories: body composition, antioxidant, immunity, recovery, strength and power, and basically it lists out any of the products that actually have some research that either says, yes, it is beneficial, or there's enough evidence to say possibly beneficial. Each one of the supplements kind of has a tag for that. So, check it out.
Yeah, so it's already there, in other words.
Yeah. And believe it or not, there's actually an app that goes with the book as well that you can get onto your phone. It's a low cost app, $2.99. And essentially the same thing too. You can click on recovery and it'll pull up a list of, supplements, or maybe you're an athlete from a particular sport and it'll pull up, some supplements that would be recommended, within your sport.
This is cool. People can create their own stacks on their own. I love it. I think it's a great book. I really do. I commend both you and Kim Mueller. Sorry she couldn't be with us today. Go to Amazon.com. The book is called The Athlete's Guide to Sports Supplements, or you can go to humankinetics.com and search in their bookstore for the book. It's only $13 and change at Amazon.com. It's not much more than that at Human Kinetics, but it is a little bit more than that. If you want to patronize Human Kinetics, go for it. But it's a great book. Josh, thanks for being on the show, brother.
All right, Carl. Thanks for having me, man. Keep it up.
Take care. All right, so I also want to thank some of our other guests. I want to thank Cindy Nachman from Live On Labs for coming on today and clearing up the name change, and also getting to the bottom of some of the information about liposomally delivered supplements. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the GSH banner ad, which is there right now for their glutathione supplement. Fantastic product. I've been using it for months now. And then, of course, Dr. Michael Smith for coming on. And thank you so much to Life Extension Foundation and Ray Searles for giving me what I asked for, a ridiculously inexpensive vitamin D test for the superhuman nation. If you truly are not interested in optimal health, but are interested in superhuman health, you want to exceed the optimal health goal, then you must get your vitamin D levels into the higher ranges to protect you against cancer, diabetes, and other diseases. But more importantly, affect gene transcription and strength. You've got to be in those higher ranges. And how do you know you're getting there if you're supplementing? Well, For $30, you can find out really easily. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad. Okay, I'm off for the rest of the week in honor of the American holiday for 4th of July, which is the day that we won our independence from the UK. I think we regret that now. We would like to be part of the UK again. But sorry, Mom won't let us come home. Anyway, so I will see you Monday with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening, as always. See you then.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. Power.